scripture reading tonight will be from Proverbs 13, verse 19 and 20. Proverbs 13, 19 and 20. A desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools who depart from evil. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed.
See many of you back from, I'm trust, what have been a wonderful holiday trip and visits that you've had with family and friends. We're glad that you're here tonight. Even though I have a lot of material in this outline, I'm going to be just hitting on parts of it. And you'll have a lot of things that you can take home and read. I'm wanting to present, really this is an old outline that I presented here about 15 years ago in a meeting where I did a series about Christians and what a Christian does or doesn't do. And the lesson tonight is titled, The Christian Chooses His Friends. I want to talk to you about people, relationships. It's fascinating as you go through life, particularly as you stay in the Lord's church, you can see the progress of people by their relationships. There's very few exceptions to that. Many times when someone falls away, you can almost see in their relationships or they're pulling away from relationships of Christians. It's very interesting. Those oftentimes are preliminaries to a very bad end. It's important, particularly as you're younger, to recognize the power of relationships. I look back on my life, I can readily say great blessings have come from those who I chose to be close to, friends with, one I chose to marry, those that I chose to bring into my life, and you do have power over that. And I want to talk to you tonight about, first off, building your life, you developing character, and talking about the kind of people that you really want to bring into your life where you can be you with, where you can just let your guard down and be that, and let that person be a part of you. It's interesting as you talk about building, Matthew 7, you know, the Sermon on the Mount talked about how those can build. It talks about the wise man built his house upon the rock. But then in verse 26 in Matthew 7, it says, But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. We're going to talk a lot about wise people and foolish people. We'll talk about fools also as well. But what we'll talk about as we look at this is really how do you look at life? How do you understand why things happen in life? I mean, honestly, you know, it's one of my frustrations sometimes as I look on the news and I see people outraged over circumstances where if you look back in the course of what an individual did and what their family did and you look at things and you may say, well, why would you be surprised that somebody ends up in a disastrous ending? Why is that surprising to you? You know, you look at the movie stars and numerous divorces and things like that and people get all emotional over that and I look at a train wreck. I'm going, these people haven't learned. Not that I'm, you know, I'm anybody, but the Lord's will is true, and you see people going through processes that is guaranteed to bring failure. When you look at the word fool, the word fool signifies without reason. That might be the best definition. Want of mental sanity and sobriety. A reckless and inconsiderate habit of mind, the lack of common sense perception of the reality of things natural and spiritual, of the imprudent ordering of one's life in regard to salvation. We know what happens when people decide that they're just going to live life as they feel. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to hear anything bad. And I remember one time I was driving in Virginia, and I don't know what distraction this young man had, but he was driving his car, and he would be going off the road. He must have been texting or something, but it was the most bizarre driving very fast, very reckless, and sure enough, finally, he went off the road, spun his car around, his door hit a part of a tree, fell off. He drives his car and finally parks over there, and I'm kind of looking, well, he shouldn't have been surprised this happened. He had many warnings before he crashed, but he kept on doing what he was doing. That's what a fool does. Now, the word fool, now I'm going to distinguish some things tonight. Be careful. We can be foolish, but not a fool. Okay. The fool word, fool, is a strong word. By the way, we can call some people fools. But you want to be very careful about it. The warning of being angry and not controlling your heart in Matthew 5:22, Jesus says, "But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." Here, in this context here, dealing with some false concepts that I think others taught, but he basically points out, you just don't use that word fool lightly. You can use it. Jesus called people fools. Bible calls people fools. But it's a very strong word. And so, let's now talk, though, about friends. Talking about character. Talking about who you build your life with. In the book of Proverbs, again, I'm going to go very quickly through Scripture tonight. I'll hit some and not read others. But in Proverbs 27:6, several verses there in that chapter talking about choosing the right kind of friend. The Bible says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of enemy are deceitful." Verse 9, "Ointment and perfume delight the heart, and the sweetness of a man's friend gives delight by hearty counsel." Verse 17, "As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend." You know, having somebody tell you the truth and loves you is so important. I've had some wonderful friends. I've had occasions where I do not have the counsel of my friend anymore and my friends. And that's very harmful and hurtful when you don't have that. But one of the things you want to have in your life, you want to have somebody who cares for you. And they will tell you, even though you get hurt, you're going down the wrong path. You need that. And I realize there's some people, because they're maybe sensitive and maybe they're struggling in their own view of themselves, they tend to run from people like that. That's not wise. You need to, when somebody loves you, you need to be willing to listen lest you go down the path of a fool. We've already read in our hearing tonight in Proverbs 13. Talks about in verse 19, we've already read in your hearing about it, it's an abomination of fool to depart from evil. But the last part of verse 20, it says, "The companion of fools will be destroyed." So let's talk about fools and the foolish. If somebody's a fool, how do they think? They do have a thinking process. I have, in my life, made friends with fools and cared for them very much. Most of you probably will do that. And I pray that you will not have married a fool. That will be a bad end. The word fool is a very strong word. But how does the fool think? The fool simply wants the here and now. The fool loves to have fun. And the fool never, ever, ever wants to be warned. The book of Ecclesiastes, in Ecclesiastes 7:4, it says, "The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For like the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of a fool. This is also vanity." The fool, you know, will love to have fun. And if you're interested in fun, the fool can be wonderful to be with, I guess, if you're just strictly judging it from the standpoint of fun. Now, they won't have any limits. Now, they may be aware of your thinking, and they may limit themselves for your sake temporarily. But the fool doesn't think. He doesn't think about consequences. Oftentimes, there are fools who will boast in their conquest, boast in the things they've done foolishly. It's very sad as you look at society and culture of what passes for entertainment, what passes for comedy. There are those that, and you'll see this in culture, somebody, they robbed the store. They were able to break in a store and take something. And then with their friends, "Look what I did. Isn't this great?" And I've seen that. Even in my growing up in school, there would be those who, if they cheated somebody or they stole from somebody or they took advantage of somebody, they not only did not have guilt for it, but they wanted to parade it before you and say, "Hey, look what I got." You've been around people like that. The fool really doesn't want to figure things out. In Ecclesiastes 2 and verse 14, it says, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but a fool walks in darkness. Proverbs 1, 7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, let's just, you and I talk a little bit. If you're around somebody, they want to have fun, and they don't want to be corrected, and they kind of think because they want to do it, it's going to be okay. Take that life and add some time to it. What's going to happen? Let me make a simpler illustration. Let's suppose somebody's driving down the interstate and it's making them nervous. And they don't like the restrictions with the signs about speed limit or the dangerous curves. And they decided, you know what? I am not going to be stressed with all of these rules. I am tired, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in the back seat and go to sleep. Now, they're the driver now. What happens? Time won't go very long until there's a crash. And that's what you see with fools. Fools will not learn from failure. They will crash, and they will crash. And they'll get back up in their life and they'll crash. By the way, do you know what one good indicator is of somebody that potentially is a fool? Let me tell you what you'll find. They'll come to you and they'll say, well, you know, you're the first person that really understands me. You're the first person that really cares about me. And all of my friends in the past, my parents and others, oh, they've been so mean to me, and I've had this happen and this happen and this happen, and it was somebody else's fault. Now, I'm not saying those things could not legitimately happen to a person and they accurately represent it. But one thing that I've learned as a big old red flag, when somebody comes to you and gives you this sob story and that everybody they've ever known, I remember one girl once that unfortunately was a fool. I remember she coming to me and says, I have no friends, no girlfriends. Nobody in my life has ever been loyal to me. I learned later why that was so. And so when you talk about fools, they don't learn. Proverbs 26:11. A dog returns to his own vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. I love Proverbs 27:22. Though you grind a fool in mortar with a pestle along with crushed grain, yet his foolishness will not depart from him. You know, there are times, you don't have to admit that as you get older and you associate with family, it's interesting what happens as years go on in family relationships. Some of you who are younger, you may not know this may or may not happen. I hope this doesn't happen to you. I hope your family is always close. I hope the relatives that you have will always enjoy being with you and being around your company. But you know one thing that I have seen? As life goes on and people make their choices, there are those that, how can I say it, they don't want to go a certain direction. And if you as a Christian are going a certain direction, there are going to be people that don't like you, even though you've said nothing to them. Because they do not want to be corrected. And I've seen this. There are situations in families. I see people doing things. I'm going, they're spending more money than they have. They don't have the potential of really making the income to pay for the bills. They're wanting others to borrow money from others. And they're wanting to take from parents. And they're doing this. And what happens, except for the government, what happens when you spend and borrow more than you bring in? What happens? You can just do that forever, right? No, what happens? There comes a payday. Things crash and burn. And there are times I see relatives, I try not to say anything because they don't want to hear from me. And sometimes I say, well, you know, life will beat it out of them. But you know what? That's not always true. There are those that they crash and burn and they blame everybody else and they're Mr. Innocent and they get up and they do it again. I think you get the point. That fools simply do not learn. Proverbs 17:10 says, rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool. Now you may say, now come on, Larry. How in the world would you ever want to make friends with a fool? I mean, you'd just be able to see it. There'd be no appeal to be around people like that. You'll be mistaken. A fool can really be appealing in the short term to be around. Let me tell you why. A fool oftentimes has great confidence. And you know, there are those sometimes they lack confidence. Maybe they're naturally shy people. Maybe they, you know, they're struggling with their own esteem. And there's somebody that really, they just seem to know where they're going. And they have an answer for everything. And some people, and particularly if they show you attention and they flatter you some, you may say, wow, this person's great to be with. They seem to be interested in what I have to say. And they seem to be so certain. Be careful. It's good to be certain if you're following wisdom. Proverbs 12:15 says, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. And so oftentimes what the fool would say would be confidence, God calls recklessness. In Proverbs 14:16 in NIV, it says, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. So again, where does the confidence come from? You see, a fool who doesn't want to listen, I'll tell you, a fool will argue with you. But not for long. A fool's going to say, I'm doing right. And a fool will say, if he finds out you're opposing him, he'll use his temper. He'll turn around and slander you. They'll try to turn around and shut down opposition. But if you ever talk to them, they'll brag about the things they've done. They'll brag about how right they've been and all the wonderful things that's happened to them. It's interesting how you get quite a contrast sometimes as you talk with someone who was a fool. One of the reasons why a fool is very effective is that he has the ability, most fools have an ability to innately see the need of another person. Now, I want you to be careful here. If you may be lonely, you may not have associates. You may really want to have fun, but maybe you're a more reserved person. You need to be careful that you just don't fall head over heels to somebody who likes to have fun and involves you in it. That may help you feel good for a while. But a fool oftentimes will flatter you, and he'll give you attention. Now get this, as long as you are useful to them. Psalms 12 and verse 2 says, they speak idly, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Proverbs 29:5 says, a man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. Oh, please be careful not to be around somebody who tells you what you want to hear. You make a fool your friend, you know what? You'll always be right, as long as you're not rebuking him. You make a fool your friend, he will defend you in anything, as long as he doesn't have to pay a price for it. But you see, if he's defending you and you have to defend him and what he does, and we're not talking about right and wrong, we're not trying to learn what's right, that doesn't do any one of you any good. But understand the mentality. They don't want to think about the future. They want people to go a certain direction for their pleasure. Because one of the things about a fool, you'll find this, and you'll find this hard, and this would be one of the indicators early on. I don't know how long it'll take, but most of the time, if you really love the Lord, if you really want to stand for integrity, you will find the fool will eventually have no use for you. And you'll find that person who has bragged on you and talked about how good you are and how close you are and how this is the most unique relationship they've ever had with you. When suddenly you rebuke them, all of a sudden you'll find the fool can cut off that relationship in a moment and discard you. The fool oftentimes will throw people away. In Proverbs 15:5, the Bible says, a fool despises his own father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. In Proverbs 23:9, do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of his way. Again, sometimes a person may be foolish and occasionally do these things, but a fool does these things as a matter of character. Let's go to Roman numeral 3 if you're following on the outline. Okay, how do you identify a fool? Again, these are, you know, you got to put all these together. Again, somebody may be foolish, they may have some of these characteristics, and grow out of it. Like I say, life may beat it out of them, and they learn from it. That's been one of the learning processes I've had to go through at times, and I hope that I've learned. I hope I am teachable. But if you want to get some, just a brief, understanding of who a fool is, just sit around them and let them talk. Ecclesiastes 10:13, it says, the words of his mouth begins with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raving madness. A fool also multiplies words. No man knows what is to be. Who can tell him what will be after him? Basically, what you find here is that this person is going to talk. It's all about them. And they don't want any wisdom, and they just talk. Of Ecclesiastes 5:3, for a dream comes through much activity, and a fool's voice is known by as many words. It's interesting, in Ecclesiastes 10:3, I think this is humorous. It says, even when a fool walks along the way, he lacks wisdom, and he shows everyone that he's a fool. Now, but it's interesting, if a fool is quiet, people might not know that he's a fool. If you want to learn, again, to look at a fool and look at maybe some characteristics, do this. Look at how he speaks of others. I've mentioned this already, but I'm going to mention it again. Young people, if you're dating someone or thinking about dating someone, and this person has a terrible relationship with their parents, that may not mean there's anything good or bad necessarily. But note that. And then how does this person speak of others? Not only those they like, but those that they have a difficult relationship with. Somebody who fears God and somebody who is kind and wants to be honorable, even though a person may have hurt them, they're going to be careful in how they speak of others. But not a fool. A fool will just tear people down. A fool is very quick to show their temper. A fool is very quick to despise. Look at Proverbs 15:5. We read this earlier, but it says, a fool despises his father's instructions. And so again, you need to think very carefully how a person acts with others. Because I'll tell you this, I think you know this. If somebody will lie to another person to gain an advantage, and they're your friend, I guarantee you they will lie to you. And here we're talking about principles of character. Another good thing to look at is how they talk about God. Now, by the way, did you know that there are fools that love to attend services? I've seen that. Again, I say that with pain. But time has brought it out. I remember one close friend attended services. But when it came to any rebuke, when it dealt with morality, she became very angry. In Psalms 14:1, there are some fools that say there is no God. It says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But you know, a fool, sometimes they go to worship and they like to multiply their words. But situations that I've seen, very sad. Or I've known situations where there would be those within the church and there would be a person who was foolish and a fool. And they would openly, privately contend for immorality. In this case, single people just committing fornication and saying there's nothing wrong with that. And even recruiting people to do those things is very shocking. But that has happened at places where a person, a fool, is not going to be wrong, and they will justify anything, including living together in an open sexual relationship. And those are the kind of things. There's other examples like that. They could go into the house of God, and they could talk about the grace of God. Ecclesiastes 5:1 says this, walk prudently. That is the idea of thinking, having a heart that can be taught. Walk prudently when you go to the house of God. And draw near to hear, rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. Now let's talk a few more points, and then the lesson will be yours. What do you do when you know you're dealing with a fool? Now I want to tell you something. Draw that conclusion lightly. You can draw that conclusion, but draw it lightly. As I've given some illustration, haven't named any names, but I drew some conclusions. I believe life has borne that out. But you draw those carefully. But when you understand you are dealing with a fool, then you need to understand that, first off, you don't need to have a close relationship with that person. Look at Proverbs 26 as an example. It almost seems like a paradox here as we talk about fools. In Proverbs 26:4, it says, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes." You may say, whoa, this is like a riddle here. But if you're dealing with somebody who's proud and will not listen, first off, can I tell you, you can't change them. Your only hope is that maybe the mortal and pestle will crush them and finally they'll turn. Fools can repent, but oftentimes they don't because they've built up a heart they're not going to listen. And I know we love them, and I know sometimes you're dealing with family members that may be foolish, and maybe they become a fool, and it's heartbreaking. I know you want to you try to help them, and I'm not saying you can't go through that process to help them, but finally realize they're a fool, and when you realize that, there comes a time to cut ties. Jesus, oftentimes when people came at him with wrong motives, he would answer questions with questions. He actually wouldn't answer them, but turned it back on them. There's a wisdom here in Proverbs 26 talking about you handle somebody who is a fool differently than somebody who really does want to know. Let's draw some conclusions. Roman numeral 4. One thing that we can say without question is that a fool is going to have a terrible end. And you don't want to be connected with them. In Proverbs 10 and verse 8, the Bible says, "The wise in heart will receive commands, but a prating fool will fall." A fool does not only fall, but he is arrogant. He will argue with you, and he'll give you words of nothingness, but he's not going to listen. Verse 10, it says, "He who winks with the eye causes trouble, but a prating fool will fall." Notice this repeated again. Like I say, you get in the back of your car, driving down the road at 80 miles an hour, and thinking going to somehow end with a good end, it's just not going to happen. Do you know what the best job for a fool is? If you can come up and say, now, if what's the best possible place that a fool could be in where he can have the happiest life that he could have? Are you ready for this? Proverbs 11:29. It says, "He who troubles his own heart his own house will inherit the wind. And the fool will be a servant to the wise of heart." And basically here in this context, the idea of being a slave. You know what the best thing a fool could be? It'd be a slave. Guess what? Slave doesn't have the freedom to go jump off the ledge. He's going to be limited. He can't just go out and do what he wants. And just because he's a slave, he's not going to do as much harm to himself as he would, you know, if he had freedom. And in this case, if he was a slave of a wise master, his life would be better. A fool is one that, again, is going to experience just harm and turmoil. And again, we've read so many verses like this, but Proverbs 26:3, "A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the fool's back." And so, you know, it's bad if somebody experiences difficulty in this life, and that's sad. But let me tell you what's even sadder. Is when a fool faces God. You know, we've got to be teachable. I don't want us to be here like, I'm glad I'm not a fool, and I'm glad you're not either. And I'm glad that I may not be a fool. I mean, I don't want to be arrogant. I want to be listening, and we need to consider it. I mean, could I be a fool? You would know this by answering this. You likely wouldn't be thinking about making application to yourself, but let me say this. We could end up there if we don't watch our hearts. You can become arrogant. You can become driven by passions. There are various ways you can be a fool. You could be very wise and instructive. And you know, as you look at the works of the flesh, somebody could give in. I've seen people give in their lust and decides they've got to have some woman. And I've seen in more recent years of even other relationships. And there are people, I've got to have this person in my life. And they discard their mate. They discard their children. And when somebody tries to talk to them, you can't reason with them. It's like they've gone out of their mind. They've become a fool. You can become a fool by just getting your passion stirred. It could be lust. It could be anger. It could be pride. You can lose your mind. And when you do so, even though you may have had a very reasoning process in the living of your life, it's possible to become a fool. Proverbs 23:9 says, "Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words." The bottom line as we look tonight is, let's always be humble. Let's be taught. Let us always realize that there are things we can do better, and then choose the right people in your life. Most good people who have a relationship with fools don't have it long term. Most of the time that you end up, you pay the price. You pay what I call your education dues. Like, oh, okay. And sometimes when I teach lessons on fools, people come to me, well, yep, I've been there and done that. And sometimes that's what you have to learn. I pray that you won't be in a situation like in the Old Testament where Nabal, who was a fool, had married a woman of great intelligence. And of course, this case, Nabal died, and we read about Abigail later marrying David. I pray that you will not have a long-term relationship from one that is like that. But let me say this, brethren. As you go through life, your relationships will change. There are people who throw you away. There are people that are all closer to you. When you look at local churches, you're going to see membership constantly changing. There will be those that want to go down the path of wisdom. There will be those that will be foolish or even fools, and they'll go another direction. Let us all be teachable. Let us not be arrogant. Let us be good listeners. Let us always ask, Lord, what is the best decision in my life? Let us never be the kind of people that will run from rebuke and hate the people who love us the most when they try to talk to us about changing our lives. That indeed would be a good conclusion for all of us to draw. If you need to become a Christian this evening, we want to urge you not to be foolish, but to be wise. If you're not right with the Lord, you should not leave this assembly tonight without having the forgiveness of God. If you have the knowledge now to trust in Jesus Christ, we would love to baptize you into Christ for the remission of your sins. But if you may not understand exactly what you need to do, you know, we'd love to talk with you about that. You don't, it not only is the invitation a time to respond for salvation, but you can respond at any time. A wise man seeks counsel. Let your life be one that, Lord, I want to be with you. Lord, I want to be teachable. Lord, I want to have that attitude always in my heart. Let you mold me. I want your forgiveness. Can we assist you in that wisdom in any way? Would you come as we stand and sing?